RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that elevator helper mechanic Casey, that's what he said. That was his job title, makes $75,000 a year. Okay, on the phone this morning, and hopefully with a better cell phone, is Dustin in Seattle. Hello, Dustin.
How you doing?
Oh, look at that. Listen to that phone. Ooh. Now that gets me excited. All right?
Why? Okay, why?
Dustin, nice to hear you clear as a bell. How you been?
Good, good. How are you? I'm on my way to work.
Nice.
Okay, all right. We'll make it quick. We don't want to make you late. You are a director of maintenance and housekeeping. Is that right, Dustin?
Yes, sir, at a retirement home.
Ooh, okay. This will be fun. All right, Dustin, if it's okay with you. By the way, did anybody ever call you Dusty or is it Dustin?
My family calls me Dusty.
Oh.
All right. I felt like you were a Dusty, man. Cool. Glad we connected on that level. All right. Dusty it is in Seattle. Okay. He's the director of maintenance and housekeeping. We're going to put a minute on the clock, just ask you a bunch of questions, as many as we can. In that amount of time, when we're done, we're going to play a song, gather our thoughts, come back. We're all going to guess what we think you make, Dusty, and then you're going to share that salary. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Cool.
Dave, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Break it down with Dusty?
Yeah.
Okay. On your mark, get set, and go.
How long have you worked there?
Just over a year. A year and 3 months.
How old are you, Dusty?
35.
Do you own a home?
No, I rent.
You have roommates?
No.
Are you married?
No.
What is your main job responsibility there at the retirement home?
So our director, I am maintenance, head of maintenance and housekeeping. So I make sure everybody, all the maintenance and housekeeping gets done. And I do most of the actual maintenance, but the housekeepers do all the cleaning.
How many people do you manage?
3.
So how many other handy persons are there? Or are you the one, the main fix-it guy?
I'm the main fix-it guy, and there's two other housekeepers, and then the one assistant that kind of just helps me.
Do you get an average salary, or do you get overtime?
Average salary.
How did you qualify for this job?
I was actually the helper, and then the guy quit, and then I became the director.
Mm. Mm. Talk right over the buzzer, Dusty. I like it. Yeah. A blatant disregard for the rules.
Yeah, good.
Lawbreaker. No, it's not good, Gabe. It's bad.
No,
we need boundaries. We need rules.
I wanted to hear what he had to say.
Me too,
no,
Dusty.
My bad.
No, Dusty, yeah. Don't let him talk to you like that.
Don't let it happen again, Dusty. We'll terminate this line. Just kidding, Dusty. All right, if you're listening, 253-642-WOLF. All right, yeah, if we didn't terminate the line yesterday, you know we're never going to do
True.
That. 253-642 Wolf. Make sure you text in what you're thinking. Dusty Makes says, again, the director of maintenance and housekeeping at a retirement home. Make sure you put your name and where you live on that text, because we'll use one of them as our guesses, which is kind of fun. And yeah, it's cool.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Dustin, or Dusty. He lives in Seattle, and he is the director of maintenance and housekeeping. Gabe, what else did we just learn about Dusty?
He works at a retirement home. He's been there for about a year. He's 35 years old. He does rent, but no roommates. He's single. He manages three people, but he does pretty much all the maintenance. He is on salary, no overtime. He got into this because he originally was a helper, and then he got promoted. So there you have it.
Yeah. By the way, I learned that if you call in for Share Your Salary and you say you're single, you're probably going to get hit on. You
if
might
you
even
say
get a
you're
date
single
out of
and have a nice low voice.
Yeah, Dusty, something about your pipes turning these ladies on. They won't leave us alone on the text. Dusty. Yeah. I like a manly man, too, like a handyman. You know, this guy can fix things. And
he's
then
a
make
humble
a salary.
Guy.
All right, I got to go first.
I'm going to
use
it all.
You can fix it all? Can you make a nice salad, too, though? Are you diverse?
I could cook a little bit. Not the best, but I get there.
All right. He gets it done. All right. You know, I keep going back to when my mom was in these places before she passed. And, you know, I just felt like they were always under budgeted, understaffed. I felt like they were always, you know, hurting for the people. Always say they never made any money. So even though you're the director, I'm going to go with Tiffany from Lake Forest Park and say $63,000, which is still a great living. But I'm just thinking not as high as maybe somebody else might be thinking. Gabe?
I think it's a little bit higher. He's paying for rent in Seattle and doesn't have roommates. I thought it was a sign because Stephanie in Auburn said, it's my birthday, so pick me. Claudia and Olivia had the same guess. And Savannah from Lake Stevens said, I'm in hotels, so slightly different, but 80 just feels right.
80 grand. Big money, big money. Captain Ron, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go a little bit higher, but same reasoning. He's living by himself in Seattle. He's got to be making good money. There's a whole van of grandkids going from Sultan to Snohomish right now. They're saying 85, so that's what I'm going with, too.
85?
Yeah.
All right, so our guesses are 63, 80, and 85, but really none of that matters. Dusty, we all know how much you actually make doing what you do. It is time to share your salary.
67,000.
Who's that?
See, I nailed it. He said he lives in Seattle, but he doesn't have any roommates. That means he lives on that freeway off ramp or somebody built a house with an air. That's Dusty.
I do have a 9-year-old son that lives with me, so he costs a lot too.
Oh, but geez. Yeah, he does. Well, so you're a single parent, Dusty?
Yes, sir.
Boy, good for you, man. Yeah. How do you get it all done? That's so hard to do, and not just you, but anybody who's a single parent. That's really tough.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, you just got to make it happen.
Yeah. Got to do it. Got to do the deal. And they treat you pretty good over there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we're proud of you.
Yeah. Based on what Gabe and Captain Ron guessed and a lot of people in the text, maybe you ought to go in there and ask yourself for a little bump in the salary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not too greedy. I appreciate what I get.
But if you don't ask, the answer will always be no.
Mm-hmm. Come on, D-Dog.
Yeah.
That's the problem, Dusty, is you're a nice guy and you're, they're taking advantage.
I definitely will do it when my review comes up.
Thank you.
When was the last time you got a raise? February. Okay, that's not too bad. That's not too shabby. All right, so you're
63 to 60.
Okay. I'm smelling 75 here. That's what seems
sniffing
right. And if you need a reference, we'll all get involved.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. I'll definitely hold you to that.
You got it, man. Yeah, let us know. Dusty, have a heck of a day over there. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for what you guys do.
Love you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.